I'm allowed to wait on saying, yes, they're a true contender. I'm allowed to wait on giving judgment because I think they play in a very difficult division. They're going to have to play six division games over the next 2 months, all right? Six division games. Let me see how they play against the Ravens. Let me see how they play against a surging Bengals. Let me see how they play against a Browns team that's already knocked off the Ravens one
time. Let me see the schedule.
We ain't going to see the schedule. Just know that in your head they play six games in the division coming up.
Peter Schrager saying, I don't know about the Steelers just yet. Well, I think you're going to learn a lot more about them coming up on Sunday against a good 7-2 Washington Commanders club. How are you feeling about it? 412-928-9370. Vibe check. We do it every Friday at 7, and you call, and we discuss. Doran, how are you feeling about Steelers Commanders?
I'm anxious, I guess. You know, just personally anxious to see how this team responds against a really good football team coming off of a bye week. You're getting guys healthy. You made some trades at the deadline. You got some insurances on offense at receiver and possibly a number two wide receiver. And you got a guy that can honestly start on a lot of football teams at the outside backer, rush in, even versatile playing the five technique spot too on defense. So I guess I'm just like anxious. I want to see how this will look. I want to see if Russell Wilson can keep that command and not let a rookie in Jaden Daniels out-command him, I guess. That's to me, like Commanders, you get it? Like
I do
irony,
get it.
Irony, Commanders, Jaden Daniels, Russell Wilson. That's probably my number one thing I want to see. Like, will Russell Wilson out-duel the young rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I think it's going to take points. The more I've studied this, Doran, the more I've watched some of what the Commanders do. Don't make that face. I think you're going to have to put up points. I think you're going to have to score in the mid to upper 20s to win this game. The Commanders run the ball really well. That's where the Steelers have been weak. I'm sure they spent a lot of time in the film room, in preparation, tendency-wise as well, thinking about their run defense, the Steelers, over the course of the last couple of weeks. But I look at Washington, and this is a stat from Dan Orlovsky. The Commanders' zone read has produced 581 rushing yards this season. No other team is within 200 of that total. So they're going to do that a ton. Jaden Daniels rushed for 500 yards. They've rushed as a team for 1,500 yards through nine games. They can run the hell out of it. We can talk about Jaden Daniels and the completion percentage and all that fun stuff, and that's real, and it's spectacular. Seinfeld reference. But their running game is what concerns me the most. Ultimately, I think the Steelers find a way to win the game. Mike Tomlin's record coming off a bye is 13-4. Mike Tomlin against rookie quarterbacks is 25-6. I think the Steelers get it done. I think they have to score points. I think it's going to wind up being an uncomfortable watch that comes down to the wire. And I'm excited for it because I do believe it to be a heavyweight fight. And I think it's the most important non-division game for the Steelers the rest of the way. You can make the argument it's the Chiefs if you think the Steelers could catch them for the one seed or just as a measuring stick. I get it. They don't win in Philly. I think this game is their most winnable of those three non-division games, and thus, it's the most important. Go get it.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why I may say the Eagles, I know it's there, but mm-hmm. I feel like the head coaching matchup, I feel like Mike Tomlin is really in his bag right now, and I think that he will out-coach Sirianni. I don't know if he's out-coaching Dan Quinn right now, because Dan Quinn's been in his bag, and he's just as good of a defensive mind as Mike Tomlin. You bring up the running game for the Commanders. I mean, Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler, I mean, they're two of the best backs, you know, really, in the NFL. And Austin Ekeler can do it in multiple ways. He could beat you in the passing game. Brian Robinson, he has a hamstring issue. He was limited on Thursday. So we'll see what his availability is on Sunday. But it's gonna take a full team effort, as what we've been saying all along. Like, if you put the Steelers up against honestly any team, like, and you like their chances, it's because of how balanced they are. And it's going to take a balanced effort. And if they do beat this team, you're feeling really good heading into the Ravens week and where the Ravens are at right now and knowing that they're very vulnerable, even though they won the football game last night. So this would be a huge confidence boost. And as players, like, you understand the landscape, right? Like, you're not dumb. Like, you know that you played the Jets. that we're a vulnerable football team that, you know, just made a trade, just lost their head coach, has a, you know, their defensive coordinator's their head coach. Now, you know that Aaron Rodgers has that, you know, a grip on that team. So, you know, you could take advantage of a team like that. They're not that good. You know, you could take advantage of a team like the Giants, too. They're not that good. But whenever you have a real test in front of you, you got to make sure everything is buttoned up. Like, you know who's good and who's not good. You know Jaden Daniels is – T.J. Watt knows Jaden Daniels is very good.
Yes.
Terrell Austin knows Jaden Daniels is very good. Like, everything has to be buttoned up if you want to win this football
and
game.
And I expect that it will be coming off the bye, and because they understand the assignment. I think Tomlin does a good job of that. Okay, we're going up against big boys. We want to prove that we're the bigger boys.
Yep.
We are tougher than you. We are a better football team than you, and I think it generally does resonate with his teams. I even think back to Baltimore last year. Steelers weren't as good as the Ravens.
No.
And they won that game coming off of a tough loss, and they really had to pull themselves together. I think that's the kind of effort you're going to see. I think it comes down to red zone, too. I heard this statistic from Dale Lawley, who works for the Steelers, that of the 19 sacks the Steelers have this year, 18 of them are in the red zone. And Jaden Daniels, who has a completion percentage of 71.5%, in the red zone, 50% completion percentage. I think this game gets won in the red zone. I think the Steelers are the best red zone defense in the NFL. And a lot of times, I don't know, it can be kind of fluky. Well, they were that last year, too. They were really good in the red zone, and they're doing it again. So I think that's where this game ultimately gets won, and I think the Steelers will win it. I don't feel super great about it, but I do think it'll happen that way. 412-928-9370 to the people. To the people. Steve in Myrtle Beach. Good morning. Vibe check.
What's the weather down there? Steve, what's the weather down in Myrtle Beach right now? Are you by the beach at all?
I'm 5 minutes. I'm taking my dog to walk the beach right now. It's 71 out.
What a! It's 71 degrees
really?
Right now, and you're walking a dog on a beach. What a life,
unbelievable.
Steve. Are you retired? Like, how did this happen to you, you wonderful man?
Okay, so I just came home from state prison less than a year ago. No, I'm not retired. I started a business when I was in state prison.
Wow.
And it eventually led me down here. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I used to listen to you guys every day in the morning. And so I've been listening to you guys. You've done my whole bit with me.
My man.
Wow. All right.
I'm happy you've turned your life around and that things are going well. What do you got in the game here?
So Washington's going to be a little tricky, I think. You know what? Jaden Daniels, he's a more polished version of Lamar, but he's not as agile as Lamar. I don't even care about that game, though. I want to talk about the division games coming up because I look at those a little bit differently. Last couple of years, realistically, we've owned Joe Burrow just as much as we've owned Lamar Jackson. Burrow's only had, one serious win against us?
They played Burrow really well one time, by my recollection, and it was to open the season a few years ago.
I would say they probably own the Bengals.
Listen, Joe Burrow's a turnover machine with the Steelers.
For one game, and thank you for the call, Steve, and we appreciate it at 412-928-9370. Yeah, Burrow scares me more than Lamar does in Steelers games. I think Lamar's the better player. He's fixing to win his third MVP. But the Steelers, now, this is before Derrick Henry got there, they've had his number. Joe Burrow, I think he's inaccurate. I think the caller, I should say, is inaccurate. I'd have to go and look at the numbers, but I can't remember the Steelers getting over on Joe Burrow apart from when they had just removed his appendix 2 weeks prior.
Right. But that's how many times have they really played Joe Burrow?
Right, because he's been hurt.
That's why I said that they probably had the Bengals number,
right.
Not Joe Burrow's. So, I mean, I guess they're, 1-1? How many times has he played them?
I'm going to look that up. Austin, get on it. City Limits, do it! Becky, come on! Text from Donnie Football. Hey, how'd you get there, you wonderful man? Well, I just got out of state prison. Made me laugh.
He said that we did his whole sentence with him.
Is it uncouth to ask what he was locked up for?
I wanted to.
I flirted with it.
I wanted to. Do we have his number? Can we text him?
I would like him to text us at 412-928-9370. And we don't have to read it if you don't want. And you don't have to tell us if you don't want. But why were you locked up?
Right.
Q. curious.
I'm very curious. But I'm glad that he's walking his dog on the beach now and he's out of prison and he's still listening to us.
Like, this is a country of second chances, Dorian.
Yeah.
Real quick. I don't know that I've told this story on the air, but I think enough time has passed. So, remember I went to Philly 2 years ago and a listener was able to win a contest through Miller Lite and Parks Casino to go on that road trip with me. And I get to Philadelphia and I meet the guy and he, super nice guy, super nice guy. He's like, nothing good's happened to me in like 8 years. I was like, oh, that's really specific. Like, why 8 years? What's the last good thing to happen? He said, well, I've been locked up in federal prison for 8 years. Ooh. And I'm not going to lie, there was judgment there. So I call the salespeople in charge of it. I'm like, did you guys know you just sent me to Philadelphia with a felon? Like, how does that happen? Do we have no background checks? They just send me out there with a felon. And then I'm very happy to report, spent the entire weekend with this guy. And it gave me a whole new perspective on life. Like,
he got married, didn't he?
He got engaged at the game.
Oh, engaged, yeah.
Yeah. You might go to prison. Doesn't mean you're a bad guy. People make mistakes. Couldn't have had a better time with the dude.
That's great.
So shame on me for judging book by cover.
Yes.
But I was very pissed off. You sent me to Philly with a convict!
An ex-con.
Ex-con. Yes, thank you.
Ex-con.
Wound up being a wonderful man. And no more judgment will come from me on that.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, now, I mean, if you were a murderer or something. Yeah. I was wrongfully accused of murdering my wife. Well.
Yeah, that's a little. Yep.
Well. And then the salesperson said, well, at least if you get in any trouble in Philadelphia, you know that guy will have your back. What if he causes it? But it all worked out good.
Dodged a bullet. Literally.
412-928-9370. It's Vibe Check. How do you feel about Steelers, Commanders? Someone texts in, blowout, Steelers 35, Washington 13. I'm telling you, if that happens, I'm unbearable on Monday. I'm singing, Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, what's the one jingle that I didn't know?
That one.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. I got a feeling. Yeah. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. You ever heard that one, Becky?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go.
Becky don't know nothing.
He doesn't know jack about Jack. Nothing. 23 years old.
You know, Starkey thought I was 26 yesterday.
I was stunned to hear you're 23.
Actually?
Yeah, I was.
Knowing I just graduated from college last year.
23, man, is young.
That's real young.
He's a whippersnapper.
Yes, he is.